Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, March 17th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, rounding out a busy week of new Apple product reviews, the first reviews of the Studio Display and the Mac Studio have arrived. First off, for the Mac Studio, the consensus across the board is that it's an incredibly impressive machine, both in its M1 Max and M1 Ultra configurations. In fact, some of the reviewers go as far as to say for most people, it's overkill, and most people should opt for the M1 Mac Mini instead. But if you do want or need that power inside the Mac Studio, it's a great choice, especially since no Apple Silicon Mac Pro is currently available. On the flip side, however, the consensus for the Studio Display isn't quite as clear. Coming in with a 5K resolution at 27 inches and a $1,599 price point, the new Studio Display is being mostly well received by reviewers, but there are two things that almost every review mentions. First and foremost, the display inside the Studio Display is basically the same screen that Apple has been using in the 27-inch iMac for multiple years, so it isn't really doing anything revolutionary in that department. The Studio Display doesn't feature mini LED technology, HDR, or ProMotion for high refresh rates. That of course means the Studio Display can be relatively affordable at $1,600, and most importantly, it still lacks any real competition, with the only viable external display at 5K resolution and 27 inches for Mac users being the LG Ultrafine 5K. And even the LG Ultrafine 5K is still priced at $1,299. But while most of the reviews were ultimately very positive, there was one major issue highlighted by multiple reviewers: the webcam quality of the camera inside the Studio Display. Apple had set high expectations for the Studio Display's camera, which is a 12-megapixel ultra-wide sensor with support for Center Stage. Center Stage is Apple's feature that pans the camera around and keeps you in the frame, even if you move. It's essentially the same 12-megapixel ultra-wide camera we've seen Apple use in other products like the iPad. In fact, in the press release announcing the Studio Display, Apple said it would be the ultimate video conferencing display thanks to its camera. But the first reviews of the Studio Display today make it clear that that's not actually the case. The review from The Verge says that the Studio Display's camera looks, quote, awful in good light and downright miserable in low light, end quote. The Wall Street Journal likened the camera performance to that of an old BlackBerry, and Gizmodo said the camera is noisy and just not great. The Verge says that it has been in contact with Apple about these issues, and that the company has confirmed it is looking into the problem and promising a software update with improvements. Apple said, quote, "We looked into the images you shared and discovered an issue where the system is not behaving as expected. We'll be making improvements in a software update," end quote. Unfortunately, as it stands today, there is no timeline on this software update, nor are there any details on what exactly this software update will change. But as we talked about last week, the A13 Bionic chip inside the Studio Display means it can receive software updates and get better over time. To round out this week, let's check in with Blair Altland from 9to5 Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals as we finish up this week.
All of today's best Apple deals are now for the taking and headlined as Amazon is discounting a selection of Apple Watch Series 7 models, headlined by the 45mm GPS style at $369, more regularly fetching $429. Today's offer amounts to $60 in savings while marking a new all-time low. This is also $10 below our previous mention. Those same $60 in savings also apply to the 41mm styles, starting at $339. Apple Watch Series 7 arrives as the brand's latest wearable with a series of specs to back that up. Right off the bat, there's all of the expected features that make it an ideal fitness companion, as well as new improvements this time around, like a noticeably larger screen. You'll also find the new fast charging mode, which supplements all-day battery life with the ability to deliver enough charge to wear overnight in just 8 minutes. Then staples like heart rate monitoring, sleep tracking, ability to take ECG readings, and more complete the build. Amazon is now also discounting Apple's latest M1 Pro MacBook Pro models with up to $250 in savings. Discounting both 14 and 16-inch offerings, these are now down to new all-time lows or matching the best prices we've seen to date. Apple's latest flagship MacBook Pros were recently refreshed last fall with either 14 or 16-inch form factors with a redesigned build inside and out. The new M1 Pro chip powers the experience in either case and pairs with a Liquid Retina XDR display backed by ProMotion, 120Hz refresh rates, and 1600 nits of peak brightness. Packed into that new chassis is up to 21-hour battery life, depending on which model you opt for, as well as a new array of I.O. like the return of MagSafe charging, HDMI, Thunderbolt, and more. Rounding out all of today's best deals, Sitachi launched its new 160-watt USB-C GaN charger earlier in the year, and following it being sold out for most of 2022 so far, has finally returned. Even better, it's now on sale, with Sitachi offering its new 165-watt 4-port charger for $96. That's 20% off the usual $120 price tag, while delivering one of the first overall discounts to date and matching the all-time low. Featuring a 4-port design, Sitachi's most capable charger yet arrives with a combined 165-watt power output. The GaN tech keeps the entire package on the smaller side and allows you to refuel everything from an M1 MacBook Pro to iPhone, iPad, and other gear in your Apple kit. There's also a bundled cradle that keeps it upright and in place on your desk or nightstand. All of today's other best deals are then up for grabs over at 9to5toys.com.
That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. We'll be off tomorrow, but back on Monday for a full week of Apple news. In the meantime, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of 9to5 Mac Daily.